spend a lot of time with my dad. And when I was growing up, we used to, you know, it was just fascinating to have all these things in the yard. And he'd have all these little, you know, fine little pieces of things because he'd go out into the suburbs of Detroit and you know, pick up things and clean them up and have them on tables. People would come by and buy them. He used to fix up bikes and sell bicycles and wagons. He would paint cars. And then up in our upper second level of our garage, he raised Homer pigeons. And so we had these pigeons and everything, and you know, say nothing of the dogs. We had to have a couple of dogs too, you know. He would take us, and he always had to have a truck, and he had these steak trucks, and we'd ride on the back, and he'd take my girlfriends and I out to the park, and he'd go sleep under a tree, and we'd get out there and play and what have you. And we did a lot together, and I admired his, particularly his math ability. And I also credit my interactions and working with him out in the yard with my ability to do some of the mathematics, that understanding spatial relationships and being able to touch things and see things, and a lot of the experiences young ladies don't get. But he provided that for me. And even when I used to teach and I needed some particular item as a demonstration, he would build it for me. And or I'd say, well, I'm teaching this shop math class and I've got this part that's supposed to do whatever. And he'd go out in the garage and he'd find a part and he'd come back and explain it to me, and I'd take it into school and explain it and everything. So he was, you know, we were very close.